filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is On American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom from these Crossbreed Holster Studios, and it is my honor to do so every single week, to begin our week together here talking about freedom in the face of predictable onslaught after what happened in Charleston, that the political enemies of America's freedoms would rear their ugly heads and exploit horrible terrorism, which is what it was, and tragedy, to come after you, to blame you, to put evil on your shoulders as a law-abiding American. Tens and tens and tens of millions of us, and the President of the United States sees fit to blame guns and wants to tighten gun restrictions on you for the actions of an evil monster motivated by Satan himself. And during that conversation, admitting that it wouldn't have stopped it. What does that tell you? What do you take away from that about your president and his views? Is it an un-American viewpoint? I submit it is. Our Constitution is very clear. The Second Amendment is written into the Constitution. We're not trying to add it to the Constitution because we like guns. They're trying to take it away. Karl Rove said something very interesting. We touched on it in the previous hour with Alan Gottlieb, and then I kind of messed around with Sean just a little bit when I asked him his opinion on Karl Rove, because I know he doesn't like Karl Rove, which is okay. I don't particularly like Karl Rove either. I think it's time to find a new analyst. While I respect what he did during his tenure in the Bush administration, no doubt he was a genius, as Alan Gottlieb reminded us that getting George Bush elected twice, as he did, was no easy task. But Karl Rove made statements that the anti-gun establishment, I'm really waiting to find out how they react to that. I'm interested to see what or if they say anything. You know, because Karl Rove, he's a lot of things, but he's also pretty devious. Let me read for you what he said. He was talking with Chris Wallace, and I guess it was on Fox News Sunday. And he said, Wallace said to Karl Rove, he said, how do we stop the violence? And Karl Rove said, I wish I had an easy answer for that, but I don't think there's an easy answer. We saw an act of evil, racist, bigoted, evil. And to me, the amazing thing is that it was met with grief and love. Think about how far we've come since 1963. The whole weight of the government throughout the South was to impede finding and holding and bringing to justice the men who perpetrated the Birmingham bombing. And here we saw an entire state, an entire community, an entire nation come together, grieving as one and united in the belief that this was an evil act. So we've come a long way. Now, he continues, maybe there's some magic law that will keep us from having more of these. I mean, basically, the only way to guarantee that we will dramatically reduce acts of violence involving guns is to basically remove guns from society. And until somebody gets enough oomph to repeal the Second Amendment, that's not going to happen. Now, interestingly, I understand the context in which Karl Rove was talking. And Karl Rove was essentially making the same argument. I'll make an analogous one here. If you take away all automobiles, there will never again be another car collision, and no one will die in a car crash. Theoretically speaking, Karl Rove is 100% right. That's not a negative statement, an anti-gun statement. He's simply making a factual analysis. Take all guns away and no one will get shot. take all forks away and no one will eat with forks. They will eat with their fingers or a stick or a spoon. Same thing. But I'm interested to find out. You see, every once in a while, the left slips up and the truth comes out. And we find out what they're really thinking. We find out what's really going on behind the scenes. You know, as the Brady campaign was told by Barack Obama when he slipped up and said, I'm working on it, meaning taking away and infringing your Second Amendment rights. But we have to do it under the radar. In other words, we can't let the American people see what we're doing because we're sneaky, conniving liars. That's what that meant. And any clear-thinking individual knows that's exactly what Barack Obama is. As I've often said, I would have a hell of a lot more respect for the man if he'd just come out and say what I already know, that he hates the gun on my hip. Oh, you want to know what it is? Today's gun of choice is a Glock 17, riding in a crossbreed holster outside the waistband holster. It's quite comfortable. The gentleman is adorned in a pair of shorts and a black t-shirt. But I would have more respect for him if he would come out and just tell me flat out. He's got an open invitation to do it on this program. Boy, wouldn't that be fun? I don't like your guns. I want to take them away. But he won't, because it isn't politically expedient for him to do it. So he beats around the bush and he exploits tragedy for political gain and agenda and pushing forward his agenda. Because sadly, Jonathan Gruber was right. And many of us are headline surfers and fall right into the trap. And he's appealing to his base. We know what Shannon Watts wants. And we know why 17 hours after nine amazing citizens were murdered in cold blood by evil, by monster, in an act of domestic terrorism, specifically designed, in the killer's own words, to create a war. Shannon Watts, who you might know if you listen to this program, is the liar, astroturfer, phony Facebook head of Every Town for Gun Safety. Still can't figure out what that is. They don't teach safety classes. I'm certified to teach safety classes. I haven't seen one of her safety classes. And of course, Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. We know what her agenda is. She's the Bloomberg money grubber who, less than 17 hours after the murder of nine fellow American citizens, human beings, in Charleston, was trying to get your email address through her mass emailing. I knew I'd get that out. She frustrates me. Sometimes it's hard to talk when I think about Shannon Watts. So that she can profit from it, so that she can expand her list. More people to lie to, the more the merrier. The Brady campaign, less than 15 hours, I received an email from them. See, I'm on their email list, and I would highly recommend that you do the same. It is tough to read, it's tough to stomach, but you absolutely, you have to practice some art of war here. A little bit of Sun Tzu, you have to practice it. You must know what the enemy is up to. You can't prevail if you don't. The Brady campaign, shamelessly, using a phony email, help sign the card. Let Charleston know you care. But you can't sign the card unless you supply them your email address, so they can solicit you and lie to you about their true agenda, which is to take away your firearms freedoms. So back to Karl Rove's comment. It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing if someone in the left, someone in the anti-gun establishment, will seize that and slip up and offer to us what we already know to be true. that that is, in fact, their true agenda. To have enough oomph, if you will, to repeal the Second Amendment. But here's what's going to happen. Nothing. Because the Second Amendment exists. It's not the other way around. You are on the right side of the Constitution. You are on the right side of history. And you are on the right side of freedom. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Don't go away. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America will be here after the next segment. Arwin, trust me, it's a good one.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family, and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
But
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, Crossbreed Holster Studios. A pleasure to have you with me today as we discuss whatever really we want to. Of course, I'll take this opportunity to plug my daily show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That would be me. And I am filling your prescription for freedom Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. No matter where you are, even parts unknown, modern technology gets you this program simply by visiting armedamericanradio.com and clicking Listen Live. You'll see the buttons up on the top. I don't have to explain it to you because Armed American Radio listeners are not headline surfers. You get it. Not that whiny liberal that says, which button do I push? Is there a button there I push? I pushed it and I didn't hear anything. Sorry, couldn't help but take the cheap shot. I had another amazing week on the Daily Defense program last week. Sean, I think you'll agree with me. Let me bring you in here quickly. The great conservative icon.
Yes.
Great American, Phyllis Schlafly. Joined this program, the daytime version of this program, on Wednesday last week, did she not? It was Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And she was incredible. Let me tell you a little bit about Phyllis Schlafly. You're going to hear that hour in the next hour. Now, this is the third time we have rerun one of these great guests for those of you who, across the country, who are unable to hear the Armed American Radio Daily Defense program on your local radio station. And the week prior, you heard Ann Coulter on this show. Just knocked it out of the park. Home run. The crowd went. The week prior to that, it was Sheriff David Clark. You just saw him talking with O'Reilly this past week on Bill's two proposals about stopping gun violence in America. One of them was completely ludicrous. I'm not sure what O'Reilly was thinking. More on that in the next couple segments. We'll talk with Larry Pratt about that. But Phyllis Schlafly was Wednesday, and this is a 90-year-old woman who grew up during the Depression. She is part of the greatest generation, and she is absolutely amazing. Listening to her, you'd think you're talking to your mother. I mean, on top of her game like nobody's business, and she explains to us why we are where we are today.
Yep.
And why it is so vital and so important that we make change. Look, I asked her a very point-blank question. I said, can we survive? Can this nation survive another 4 years of progressive left politics in the form of a Hillary Clinton? And her response was point-blank, we cannot. This nation will not survive it. But we can stop it. And I won't give away everything else that she said. Suffice it to say, she is an amazing woman. I was starstruck having her on the program. I mentioned that at least three times. I had a tremendous amount of fun talking with Phyllis. I've been reading her material for the better part of my adult life. And you can read her, all of her work. I won't give it all away. You'll hear it in the next hour. But it really, truly great radio with Phyllis Schlafly. So when we have great interviews like that, we'll go ahead and play them for the much larger audience that didn't have an opportunity to hear it during the day. So I you'll really enjoy it. I hope you do. The feedback was outstanding. I got a great email here from, Kirk Lanadier. I hope I'm saying that name properly. Take a listen to this. Mark, hello to you and Sean. This is referencing the daytime program, one of the episodes from last week, when I was talking with Paul Markle, the founder of Student of the Gun, about Christianity and pacifism. Take a listen to this email. Mark, hello to you and Sean. I am in Northeast Arkansas, Jonesboro to be exact, and am currently studying for the Arkansas bar exam. Good for you, Kirk. I took a little time to listen to your daily show for Thursday and Friday. I was intrigued by your claim that the time for talking to the gun-hating and gun-grabbing left is over. I will admit, I was a bit resistant to agree with Bob Owens. Bob Owens is the writer over at BearingArms.com and a fairly regular guest on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Continuing, I will admit I was a bit resistant to agree with Bob Owens when he said that we should not disengage these people because the facts are on our side. Frankly, I'm getting a bit tired of hearing that we have the facts on our side because we have had the facts on our side since day one, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. But after pondering your point and his, I want you to know that I am not trying to be coy by saying this. I think you are both right. I should set this up with this. I said, enough is enough. At some point in time, we have to go back and remember what our fathers told to us when we were fighting with our siblings when we were little. Do you remember this? If your father was like my father, it was, that's it. I have had it. Enough. You ever heard that from your dad when you were little? You two will knock it off now or I'll stop this car. You've heard it. You've been there. And the conversation ended. He got sick of hearing it, and it was over. From an emotional standpoint, I was making the point that I'm about there when it comes to the Shannon Watts, the Michael Bloombergs, the Brady campaign, and the rest of the whiny liberals who literally hate our freedoms. So that's why he said what he said. And then Bob countered, we can't disengage, because then they would be able to make their point unimpeded. So the writer continues, here's what I mean. Bob is right. We should never disengage from this because if we do, then the other side will have the opportunity to state their piece without rebuttal. You are right, however, by using the statement your father used to make, that's it. Where I believe that plays in this battle is this. That's it. I have heard enough. You no longer get to set the agenda. It is now incumbent upon you to explain to me why I should let you take away my right to defend myself, my family, and my friends. And it is no longer incumbent upon me to explain to you why you should not take away my right. You see, Kirk gets it. He understood what I was saying. Continuing, for the show on Friday, I was deeply moved by Paul Markle's boldness and courage to address questions that I have had many times but were either too afraid to ask or could not find the words. Excuse me. Do you have to be a coward to be a Christian? What a great question to ask. And asking that question plays into the previous point. It is time for us to take back the forum. Christianity is not synonymous with weakness.
Amen.
It is synonymous with strength.
Amen.
To take the life of a person who desires to take away yours, a member or members of your family, your friend or friends, or just someone on the street is not unchristian. It is the most Christian thing to do, to protect those who need protection. If an evil being loses his life in the process, well, that is collateral damage. As you and Paul were discussing, we cannot legislate morality. And the writer goes on, mentioning that it's curious to me that we are told you cannot legislate morality when a question about abortion or gay marriage arises, yet for some reason the very same people tell us that we can legislate morality when it regards a psychopathic murderer like the subhuman filth in Charleston, South Carolina, using a firearm. And he says, I just wanted to bounce this off of you and see what you thought. God bless you. God bless your listeners. If you don't mind, sir, I would like to say your phrase because I love hearing it. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. I never leave my cave without my club. Great email from a listener. This is who listens to Armed American Radio. We'll be back with Larry Pratt. No compromise. Gun owners of America, don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Protect your money. Get up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis on all that's happening in the financial world on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network, and online at business1570.com.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and two sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-953-5428. 1-800-953-5428. 1-800-953-5428 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
This is Steve Hicks from Concrete Science. We've been busy in our lab formulating new and exciting options for your decorative concrete designs and epoxy floors. We've been guaranteeing customer satisfaction on every project for over 30 years. See images of our work at concrete-science.com.
Do you love to work with concrete? Are you good at it? Concrete Science will pay you up to $38 per hour depending on your ability. Concrete Science is searching for quality individuals with exceptional skills in architectural concrete, carpentry, and floor coatings. Concrete Science has an outstanding reputation for superior workmanship, business integrity, and key employee retention. You'll have opportunity for growth and advancement. See their award-winning work and learn how to become part of the team at concrete-science.com. Concrete Science with a dash in the middle.com.
Want the look of slate or brick pavers in your driveway or patio? Call Concrete Science. This is Steve Hicks. You can dream it. Our superior products and skilled craftsmen can do it with concrete. See us at concrete-science.com. That's Concrete Science with a dash in the middle.com.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I've been wearing Good Feet Arch Support System since 2012. Call 855-554-3338 for your no-obligation fitting, with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove. It takes about 40 minutes, and you'll immediately feel the difference, just as I did.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Here's what you'll hear at the Fish Twin Cities.
Unspoken. Danny Gokey. About a Mile.
Online or on your smartphone. TheFishTwinCities.com. Safe for the whole family.
AM 980 The Mission is now available on ChristianRadio.com. You no longer need to hunt for us on the vast wasteland of the internet. Live streaming on the web and on your mobile device, ChristianRadio.com.
Ives.com.
And to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back. I can sing along to that stuff. That's Mark Wills, good friend of mine. He's also a neighbor. Believe it or not, he resides not far from where this program emanates from, and I'm looking forward to having him back on the program. We've been discussing him co-hosting the program with me in the very near future. It's always great to have a multi-platinum country artist who gets it sitting in the studio with you. And I have to point you again right now to USCCA On Air, the expanded membership benefits for USCCA that you can see available to you at USCCA On Air. That's your website that we created for you as an Armed American Radio listener. Include, now we're talking about the all three levels of membership, the insurance that you get, the self-defense insurance from the United States Concealed Carry Association is just off the hook. And they've just added a critical response team. This is in the event you need to fire your weapon to defend your life. The USCCA has a 24/7 critical response team. Brand new extended benefit. The extended benefit of complete attorney coordination. They've eliminated the guesswork. You no longer will be responsible for the burden of tracking down your own criminal defense attorney. They'll do it for you. The critical response team will manage the case for you. They will also feed you a retainer immediately on the spot. They've increased the retainer amount by 1,000%, up to 100 grand at the platinum level for retainer, for attorney. On the spot, in your account, paid to your attorney, right now, not tomorrow. and then some really cool free stuff. And, you know, I'm a big fan of free stuff. As long as it's not coming from your pocket, like Obama fans, I'm a big fan of free stuff. You know, capitalism free stuff, where companies give you cool things that they've created because you've given them your money to join. DVDs, the whole nine yards, USCCA on air. Head over there, and you'll also be, if you up your membership or join, you'll also be in for the new gun giveaway every single day this week. The gun giveaway for today is a Bursa BP380cc, suggested retail of 430 bones. If you're listening to the podcast version or a delayed version of this program, or a delayed airing of this program anywhere in the country, visit the website, USCCA on air, and you'll see the gun that's available at that moment in time. Larry Pratt, the Gun Owners of America, one of my favorite guests in the world, the doctor of no compromise. Larry, we've given you a new name, effective immediately. You are now the doctor of no compromise. How you doing? Sean, have we got Larry? You want to bring his mic live? Did we lose him?
Okay, yeah, looks like so. Got him back.
Okay, good. It looks like we just dropped Larry. We'll go ahead and get him back in just a couple of seconds. We'll watch that call board light up in just a second. While I wait for him, let me go back to the USCCA on air for just a second. The benefits of this, I can't. You hear me talk about joining the United States Concealed Carry Association. You hear me talk about the National Rifle Association. You hear me talk a lot about the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm big on that organization. And, of course, we're big fans of the grassroots organizations wherever you happen to be, anywhere in the nation, whatever state you're in. Where I sit, it happens to be GeorgiaCarry.org. Florida is FloridaCarry.org.
Got them.
Starrett up in Oregon, the Oregon Firearms Federation. Join these organizations. The anti-gun establishment is clamoring for you. They want your freedoms. They're not going to stop, and it's incumbent upon us to join them. And the next one, the Gun Owners of America. I'm also a member of that. And we've got, I understand, Larry Pratt back. He is the head of, the executive director of. And Larry, I don't think you heard it in the last segment because the call dropped, but we've now given you a new name, brother, and it's the Doctor of No Compromise. Welcome to the show.
I'll take that. Thank you, sir.
wear that badge proudly, man. It really is important, particularly now. A couple things I want to go in a couple directions with you, Larry. Number one, your response to what happened in Charleston and the absolute hideous, disgusting, despicable display of politicizing again for political gain by this president, this stain on America, on our history.
Well, as soon as I heard what had happened, I immediately, without knowing exactly, I thought, I'll bet you that is a gun-free zone. I just didn't know, so we looked it up, and sure enough, state law says that you can have a gun in a church if the leadership of the church has signed off on it. And since this particular church was pastored by a state senator who was Mr. Anti-Gun, then it became pretty obvious that, yep, that was a gun-free zone, a bunch of liberal Democrats in there, and the dirtbag that struck, I think, knew exactly what he was doing.
We've seen it over and over again, Larry.
There'd be plenty of black churches that he could have gone into, and he probably could have met effective resistance. But he went to one where it would be known to be populated by liberals. And then he had open season.
You better watch out. Somebody's going to attack you. The Daily Mail out of the UK is all over a former NRA board member right now for saying something very similar, that, my gosh, had he not voted against the right to keep and bear arms in his church, maybe some of those people would be alive. Now, I don't want to, I'm not blaming him. Obviously, I'm not blaming him. It's not his fault. Right. However, the politics in general that surround this, how many times, Larry, do we have to say to people that there is no such thing as a gun-free zone because criminals don't obey the signs?
All but one of our mass murders in the last, I think, something like three decades that we've counted up, Dr. John Lott has counted up, have occurred in gun-free zones. So if you want to be safe, for goodness sake, I absolutely.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. I'm not afraid to talk about that. I'm not afraid to say that. Every single one of these mass shootings happens in a similar environment. And by environment, I don't mean church. I'm lumping all of them together. They, as is the sense that there is a sign that says no guns allowed. In this case, the state of South Carolina mandates, their laws mandate that churches are off limits unless the pastor, the head of the church anyway, has said yes and agreed. And we know he wouldn't. That's what the NRA board member, I forget his name, I'll find it in the next segment. But that's what he was saying, was that as a state senator, this pastor had voted against that and didn't believe in that. And there's nothing wrong with saying that.
It's not to say that it was his fault. It's just to say that that made sure that the dirtbag knew that he was going to a place where he would have to expect minimum resistance for quite some time.
Larry, we also now know, of course, there have been some conflicting statements as to how evil, is how I'll refer to him, got his hands on the firearm. Have you heard anything? Is there any update on that? We understand that he got it first. It was a gift from his father, and then somebody said he passed the background check.
His dad gave him the money, and he went and bought the gun, and he cleared the background check. He had been arrested on a drug charge. He was abusing a painkiller because he was trying to get off opiates in February, and that was, what is that, 4 months ago? So eventually his arrest record might get into the system, but obviously, once again, a background check was of zero utility in stopping one of these crimes.
So we can expect then that an expanded background check would have done nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, that's just silly to even for somebody to suggest that to us. It's to rely on that kind of law is to believe in the tooth fairy.
It's pie in the sky. It's utopia. It's la-la land. Larry, I'll take us into this break with this, and then when we come back, we'll talk further, and I'll get your opinion. And that is, I remind listeners regularly on this program that evil exists. You live your life in denial of that. Literally, live your life if you deny that in peril. Evil will find you if you deny its existence. You cannot. You do so at your own peril. To deny that there are bad. We cannot legislate evil. We cannot legislate morality. You've got to
understand
that.
And ideas have consequences, and we're seeing the consequences of that kind of idea.
We absolutely are. I'm talking with Larry Pratt, the great executive director of the Gun Owners of America, the doctor of no compromise. Back right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to equip you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, Crossbreed Holster Studios. I hope you picked up something for Dad at Crossbreed Holsters. They had a whole line of stuff going on over there on sale. And you want to know what I'm carrying again, by the way? Right now I'm carrying a Glock 17 in a Crossbreed outside the waistband holster. You should be too. I'm talking with the great executive director of the Gun Owners of America. You've seen him on every TV show that will put him on because he usually takes the host to task, and that's Larry Pratt, the doctor of no compromise. Larry, how you doing, man?
Hey, just good. Great to be with you.
Hey, a couple things I want to get away from Charleston for a second. The Pope. Now, you know, it's hard to take on the Pope, right? That's a task, right? I mean, he's the Pope, right? I have a problem with the Pope. I have a problem with this Pope. And I'm gonna get a little philosophical here with you, Larry. I was born and raised and baptized Catholic, as both my children are. And I don't like the Pope wading into global warming, telling me that my charcoal grill and my automobile is destroying the planet. It's garbage and it's bunk, and it ain't a job for the Pope. It's political, and I don't like it. And just right today, the Pope says weapons manufacturers can't call themselves Christian. You want to take that one on?
You know, that's a pretty strong statement to be making, and it's pretty far out. We've got something on our website at gunowners.org under the fact sheet section called What Does the Bible Say About Gun Control? And with all due respect, the Pope needs to go do some more homework. To make a statement like that shows that he has not done his homework on what the Bible says about using lethal force in self-defense. And whether you're in the Old Testament or the New, the message is the same. The protection of life, which is a gift of God, is not only permitted for people to use lethal force, but my gathering is that it's required for people to use lethal force to protect life. It's a gift of God, and we're not supposed to be just saying, oh, well, you know, have a nice day.
Matthew 10:34, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Luke 22:36, Paul also describes the true Christian dressed in the armor of God and wielding the sword of truth. Ephesians 6:10-17. John described Jesus in military terms. Of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Revelations 1:16. The Bible is filled with references, basically, of an eye for an eye and weapons used to defend life. We could go on and on, but that's a conversation left for a much longer program. But here's my question for the Pope. Isn't he protected by armed security?
The Swiss Guard is rather famous worldwide. They are a crack unit, and they certainly don't use tiddlywinks.
So they're carrying weapons made by weapons manufacturers. And, okay, you see where we're going here. I think you get the idea. I don't.
Position, it's tough. Heal thyself is the message that we might deliver. No, I think he spoke out of emotion and out of a prejudice that he seems to share with other liberals in the world. But that certainly didn't come out of the scripture. And so it tells me that he's willing to make statements authoritatively that he hasn't really done his homework on, and that's a shame.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. And I know you're up on this one. Let's move over to Bill O'Reilly as we close out the hour with you here. Unfortunately, time just flies so fast. But Bill O'Reilly, I'm sure you're aware of this. On his national program on the O'Reilly Factor a couple days ago, called for a national gun registry, a federal gun registry for law-abiding gun owners. And he followed his second idea that first idea with a second one, and that was to federalize all gun crime. Now, Alan Gottlieb was here in the first hour to give us his take on why that's ludicrous to begin with, federalizing gun laws if the courts can't handle it, and on. He gave us that from an American jurisprudence background, number one. But a national gun registry. First, let me say this. I believe that Bill O'Reilly clearly supports the Second Amendment. I do believe that. I think he is misinformed with this statement, and I think he also spoke out of emotion. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think this is something that he's been wrestling with for a long time. When Fox was just getting started and he was just in his early days on Fox, he was warning me on one of my appearances that, for my defense of what he calls assault weapons, that's going to be a real political loser. Well, right. It turned out, Mr. O'Reilly, that those that followed your advice took it in the chops the next election. So it is something. There are two ways of thinking on this and most other subjects. One is to try to use linear logic, which I think typically conservatives and gun owners do, and the other is to think with feeling. And that's, I think, what Bill O'Reilly's doing. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is kind of embarrassing. And I think you just nailed it, Larry, as you so often do. He has been wrestling with this. I know Bill O'Reilly believes in the Second Amendment. I don't know that he carries a firearm. I would be willing to bet he does, and I'm sure he has armed security virtually everywhere he goes. And I'm sure he probably more than likely has the permitted ability in one of those few in New York City to be able to protect himself. I believe that. And he made some other statements also about the Second Amendment is here, and it isn't going away. And those who feel otherwise, and he pointed to the anti-gun establishment without naming names. I name names, and you name names. We know who they are. That their heads are in the sand. They're on the wrong side of the Constitution and the wrong side of freedom. And then he threw in these two ideas.
Yeah, that's the main idea, that whatever the facts might be, and I think they are on our side, this is the what he's talking about is not constitutional. And that, if the First Amendment's going to protect him, and I think it should, then he'd better treat with the same respect the Second Amendment. Because once we start being cavalier in one place, it tends to develop a way of thinking. It's not going to be limited just to that one particular area. And I think that's the danger he doesn't recognize.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was just more being misinformed, and I think speaking on emotion. I'll leave it at that. I will say this though, in response, if I were to have a conversation with him about it, I would simply say that it is unconstitutional according to the Second Amendment, that's the, you know, the infringed part, that we begin registering with the federal government our own constitutionally recognized private property and our right to bear arms. That in and of itself is an infringement. And of course, he was right when he said he knew that the NRA and others, meaning GOA and us and others, would have a problem with that, simply because we will not allow the federal government to know who we are and where we are, period.
That's right.
It's none of
That's
their
right.
business. And I think he gets it. Hey, Larry, Gun Owners of America, website, where can people go find you real quick?
Gunowners.org. Make sure you get on our email alert list.
It's a great list. Get on it. Everything you want to know. It's no compromise. Nobody tells it like Larry and Eric Pratt of the Gun Owners of America. Larry, looking forward to talking with you soon. We appreciate everything that you do. Armed American Radio. Next, Phyllis Schlafly and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We will be rerunning last Wednesday's hour so that you can hear this American icon, this amazing conservative icon, Phyllis Schlafly, followed by George the Mad Ogre Hill. You'll hear it coming up next. Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.